The majority of my information came from the World Health Organization. The UN is a bureaucratic masterpiece. So many nuggets of valuable data buried in mountains of unread reports. I found incidents all over the world, all of them dismissed with plausible explanations. These cases allowed me to piece together a cohesive mosaic of this new threat. The subjects in question were indeed dead. They were hostile, and they were undeniably spreading. Given their global nature, I thought it might be prudent to seek confirmation from foreign intelligence circles. Paul Knight had been a friend of mine for a long time, going all the way back to Entebbe. The idea to use a double of Amin's black Mercedes, that was him. Paul had retired from government service right before his agency's reforms and gone to work for a private consulting firm in Bethesda, Maryland. When I visited him at his home, I was shocked to find that not only had he been working on the very same project on his own time, of course, but that his file was almost as thick and heavy as mine. We sat up the whole night reading each other's findings. Neither of us spoke. I don't think we were even conscious of each other, the world around us, anything except the words before our eyes. We finished almost at the same time, just as the sky began to lighten in the east. Paul turned the last page, then looked to me and said very matter-of-factly, "This is pretty bad, huh?" I nodded, so did he, and then followed up with, "So, what are we going to do about it?"
And that is how the Warmbrunn Knight Report was written.
I wish people would stop calling it that. There were 15 other names on that report. Virologists, intelligence operatives, military analysts, journalists, even one UN observer who had been monitoring the elections in Jakarta when the first outbreak hit Indonesia. Everyone was an expert in his or her field. Everyone had come to their own similar conclusions before ever being contacted by us. Our report was just under 100 pages long. It was concise. It was fully comprehensive. It was everything we thought we needed to make sure this outbreak never reached epidemic proportions. I know a lot of credit has been heaped upon the South African war plan, and deservedly so. But if more people had read our report and worked to make its recommendations a reality, then that plan would have never needed to exist.
But some people did read and follow your report. Your own government.
Barely. And just look at the cost.